Good evening. It is Tuesday, September 13, 2022, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ceremonial matters, there are none. So roll call, please.
Yes. Assembly members David Powell, DeBoer, Gilbert.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Ryan Howe.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Here.
Okay. Thank you. Persons to be heard. We'll see if there's anyone signed up.
Mr. Rimberly.
All right. Roland Wimberly, would you like to speak now or speak when the item comes up?
I believe we'll speak when the item comes up. We're just here for, if there's any comments or issues about our issue.
All right. It'll be top of the agenda. All right. Thank you. Amendments to the agenda. Assembly members, are there any amendments to the agenda? Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Yeah, Madam Vice Mayor. As staff recommends in the consent agenda section, I'd like to move the two items that were listed, 6A and 6B, to unfinished business.
All right.
Do I need to spell those out? Or?
No.
That's a suggestion. Any dissension from the assembly? All right. So under unfinished business, items 6A, 6B. All right. Any other amendments to the agenda? All right. Seeing none, conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Seeing none, consent agenda.
Move to approve first. No. Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
As adjusted.
As adjusted.
Second.
All right, motion by Howe, second by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please.
Yes. Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, borough manager's report. And our borough manager is on by teleconference.
I apologize. I'm currently at the Southeast Conference and had a good meeting today. As you speakers start talking about some of the grants that are available, and then also meeting with some of the people who are controlling the grants. So it's been a productive day, and last week as well went to the IIJA grant symposium that was hosted by Senator Murkowski. And then also a lot of the departments that were there as well that are actually managing the projects. Two good takeaways from that is one, we ended up scheduling a meeting with Senator Murkowski. We did on Sunday, so thank you to Gilbert for accompanying me on that. I think that was very productive to drive around and actually kind of highlight some of the projects that we have and some of the issues we have in Wrangell for the infrastructure needs that we're currently dealing with. And then also met with the Army Corps of Engineers, the head of Army Corps of Engineers for the Alaska region, so I was able to meet with him. And then start some conversations with some of his folks on our dam project. And so they've been very responsive last few days. I probably got more in the last 3 days from them than I had in the past 6 months. So very productive with them, and I think have some momentum moving forward with them on kind of helping us on the design phase. If we do have to move to the design phase for our dam project for them. And then I did get a request for a special session to discuss Bill Goodell's property. I think there's a fighting issue that he has to get resolved before they can move forward with their property. So there was a request for special sessions. I don't know if it would be a good time to do that within the next week and a half.
We will poll the assembly. It'll be a short meeting. One item.
It should be one item.
Sorry. Assembly, what's your status for next week for a short meeting?
So maybe on Monday the 19th or Tuesday the 20th? Would either of those days work?
Either one. Either one for me.
Tuesday is usually better.
Yeah. Should we call it Tuesday, the 20th?
5:30.
Yeah. Everyone can make it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tuesday, the 20th, 5:30. And Mayor, is that okay with you? Will you be able to make that meeting?
I will do my best. I'm still on the road then, but I'll do my best to make it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then, I did want to highlight, we did get $427,804 from the Homeland Security Grant, and that will help us with the remainder of our armored surveillance project that we have on the design phase right now. We're looking to contract that out, so it was great to see that additional money go to that project. So I did meet with Catholic Services, the Wisconsin Senior Service Center, and there are some foundation issues with that building. And we do have some money budgeted for the maintenance, but not enough to cover the overall repair cost. We've been having discussions about having an engineer inspect the building and develop a cost estimate, and then we're going to try to work with Catholic Services for them to try to apply for some grant money on that. So we are trying to work with them on that project and if they can go after some grant money to do the it covers some of the bigger maintenance needs we have for it. We did meet internally to discuss the community transportation program and the transportation alternative program grant application. The CTP is for roads, and then the TAP is for the transportation alternative program is for sidewalks, trails, that kind of thing. And just trying to build out and get a long-term need for what our roads and infrastructure needs are for the community. Just kind of going through what we have for the roads and for the sidewalks and trails. We came up with some preliminary projects right now. I do want to build out kind of a longer-term prioritized need and then kind of go after it as funding is available, but this is kind of short notice. We have to have this done pretty quick, so we have had the chance to kind of fill out that longer term plan for the roads and then kind of prioritize that. But I definitely want to build that out for the assembly so that you guys can vote on it, take a look at it, make sure that it's meeting the right needs. But some of the ones we're looking at right now, it's in your packet, but ones we're looking at from a residential standpoint, residential streets include Mission Street, 3rd Street, and 1st Street. And then the downtown streets we're looking at with McKinnon, St. Michael's, and Campbell Drive. Possibly 15 Avenue, I think this is very easy to have people with 15, as we do have some easement issues that we need to address. And then I had on here perhaps a substitute for one for the industry property development, but in talking with the people who issue the grants, and I don't believe that one would compete very well because it's a new project, and I think the other projects were, it's actually, you know, kind of around the school and school safety and then some of the bigger needs, like downtown for economic development. On McKinnon Street, St. Michael's, and Campbell Drive, I think they would just compete better. But I did want to get some feedback from the assembly as far as we need to look at some other streets and kind of reprioritizing that. So we do kind of have a short notice on that to get feedback. But and then for the sidewalk and trails, 8th Avenue and McKinnon Street sidewalks, and then Mount Dewey extension. So is there any thoughts from the assembly as far as other streets we should be looking at?
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Yeah, Jeff, question first. Are these state grants or state programs or federal?
Well, it's a good question. They are state-run grants, but they do get supplemented with federal funding.
Okay. I don't know how or if it would apply to these criteria or the priority of the assembly at all, but there's an opportunity to do a loop, community safety loop, I would call it, for additional access out the road, which would basically mm-hmm. connect the spur road to Pats mm-hmm. Creek Road.
Yeah.
And right now, it's only lacking about a quarter mile of road and one bridge. So, of course, those roads would have to be, they've been sort of abandoned. They'd have to be reconstructed. But the Forest Service has done work on that already. They've costed them out, done environmental analysis quite a while back. But it'll be a little bit of a coordinating challenge because it crosses multiple landowners' ownerships. But at least as an individual who lives out the road, I'm concerned about mm-hmm. Our one single road and the rock slides, the wind throw. Who knows if the power lines come down again. It'd be good to have another access route for safety.
Agree, I'm feeling on the dollar report. We definitely want to do that at the bar to do list. But again, I think you kind of highlighted the fact that there's multiple agencies involved. I think it's some of it's under state ownership, some maybe federal ownership. So it's trying to work out those the different organizations are going to have to kind of work with us on that to be able to do it. I don't think we have time for this grant cycle, but we definitely want to start having that conversation with our federal partners and also our state partners to extend our road on.
Manager, is there a way, and I know there is, what we should do is put your manager's report on our city website, and you could list that those road and trail and sidewalk projects, proposed projects, and I bet we could solicit public input on roads that they're concerned with.
Okay, absolutely, we can do that.
And I think that would be the manager's report with all the department heads' reports, with their pictures, their explanations of what work our workforce has accomplished. I think that's the way to get the word out to the public so that they don't have to file through a whole agenda mm-hmm. package. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can do that. And I definitely agree. We want to start getting community feedback on the road to help us prioritize that. We definitely don't want to be doing it in a vacuum from our offices. We definitely want community feedback on what's more important for the community. We're also trying to pair that with what, especially when you start reading through the grants and what the criteria are for the grants, what has a higher likelihood that we get the funding as well. So we're trying to pair those two together to try to make sure we're meeting the community needs while also being successful and being from the ground.
Thank you. Any other assembly members have any ideas? Mayor Przunka, you have any comment?
No comments here.
Okay. All right. Continue, manager.
So moving forward, we'll definitely get on our website and we'll start trying to bring some these out so that we provide a little bit more transparency as far as what we're doing. With the city, and then just to kind of a couple more things to touch on, if that's right. The finance department, great job to Nathan and his team for going through the fiscal year 21 audit. That should be issued by September 30th. But just a ton of work for them. I mean, it was a grueling week and a half, 2 weeks to get through that. A lot of late nights that they spent getting through that, but. Should be a deep report. There will be some findings that we have, but less than the previous one. And we worked with the fiscal year 22 audit. We hope to kind of be back to just a few findings, but try to reduce those over time and hopefully get down to zero findings. Just a couple of takeaways from that. They were video what they found about our move to Cassell, and they believe it was necessary to switch out from IT funds, and they could still provide a better framework. The segregation of cities and demonstrating the review and approval process NASA spoke to myself and the director about the need for a senior staff accountant or a controller, or maybe even outsourcing that, just so that we get some, where we split the duties a little bit, so everything's not under one person. So we definitely need to start having that conversation and kind of how we want to move forward with kind of splitting out some of those duties with either a controller or a senior accountant. And that is going to be one of the findings that we're going to have. And then also cleaning up some of the additional accounts that we have, some of the zoning funds, and cleaning up some of our framework that we have. And then also discuss our sales tax audit procedures, and possibly just how we go through and do that in-house audit. And then some formal guidance and changes to the sales tax code that we'll really kind of get together to present to the assembly in October. So those are some of the bigger items that we had from the audit. And then once we get the audit, we'll definitely go through and highlight some of the additions, recommendations that we get from that. And then if Tom has a few minutes, as you mentioned with some of them, Gilbert, that maybe he can go over some of the things that they have done with Public Works and kind of highlight some of the things that they've done.
Okay, and Tom's approaching the microphone. Manager, do you currently sign off on the journal entries and the bank reconciliations?
I don't. I sign off on all purchases and procurements, but I review that stuff, but currently I'm not required to sign off on it.
Okay, so there isn't a second person to sign off on those, correct?
They're not, so that's what we have to change. That's what we need to change. And either for now, it'll be me, and then move forward to a comptroller or another account.
Okay, thank you.
Great. So Tom Wader here, Public Works. This report is kind of from the end of July, beginning of August for this year. Installed another residential grinder station on Wrangell Avenue. Have done a lot of utility locates for a lot of different projects and a lot of different residents here throughout the community. Hooked up services for a development out at Shoemaker Harbor. We touched up a number of the crosswalk patches in town, specifically around the school and prior to school starting, and while we had some nice weather there at the beginning of August, so get everything in order before kids go back to school. Like borough manager had stated in the previous assembly meeting, we're going to back up and punt a little bit on our roads. We had planned on doing a number of projects here at the end of summer, but with an uncertainty in the availability of concrete and the amount of sewer issues that we had during basically that six-week time period, we weren't able to do the excavation ourselves, which we had planned on doing in-house to try to save some money. We weren't able to get to that, and so now the plan is to kind of pick basically our 10 worst areas in town and to get that competitively bid for doing that work in the springtime. So that's another project that I'm working on. We've gotten our August sampling results for the water treatment plant. We just got them yesterday. And so the good news is we are going to be in compliance on our running average for our disinfection byproducts. The bad news is we were over the regulatory limit for specifically the HAA5s, which we have historically struggled with for the month of August. The actual number was 78 parts per billion for the haloacetic acids, that's the HAA5s, and the regulatory limit is 60 parts per billion. Now, I just want to throw out there, going into this sampling, we were seeing similar numbers to what we were in 2020. 2020, our actual testing samples were 179 parts per billion, which was way over the regulatory limit. So going into this sampling, we were seeing similar numbers in color and turbidity, basically the quality of the source water before it meets the water treatment plant. It was worse this year than it was last year. And we basically slowed the flow through the plant by about 35%. We reduced the levels of tanks as far as we could to increase ozone on the front end and then decrease contact time with chlorine on the back end, which contributes to the disinfection byproducts. And so we swapped out basically every spare part and component that we had. We took a number of things apart and cleaned out what we could, and I would say we performed well considering what we were working with, but we were still over the regulatory limit. But overall, this works on a running yearly average, and so with these numbers, we will be in compliance with the state. We will be under that yearly average. But typically, you know, August through November, it's when we struggle with our water quality the most, and water quality is far better January through May specifically. So that's a little update on the water treatment plant. We also had a Primazone technician visit here this last week, and I have a report that will be in the next assembly packet for that. But basically, it's a lot of the same recommendations that we got from them last year, which were presented to the assembly in fall of 2021. But we did grab a few of the more sensitive components out of the machine, and we grabbed several that were giving us issues that we haven't been able to pinpoint down, and those have been sent back to Sweden for further diagnostics, and hopefully they can get to a more specific root cause of the issue that we haven't been able to nail down yet, even with the technician here in town. Duckweed and clearing out our lift stations continue to be an ongoing issue. You can see some pictures here at how covered the duckweed gets on the polishing pond at the wastewater plant. That has to be cleared out because we basically test the water going in and test the water going out. And if a bunch of duckweed makes it into the system right in the middle, it's going to mess up our test results, and it's not an accurate reflection of what's actually going on in the removal that we're actually getting. We did have an issue with one of our Node 4 lift stations, which was the large lift station by Ramey's Bar. We had to swap out a new pump. We just put a new one in there. I believe it was in December or January. And so, you know, the grease and different things like that might be contributing to these pumps not lasting as long as they should be. So we're still trying to get to the bottom of some of that. Let's see. We got a 301H waiver update. We should be seeing our preliminary permit here by the end of this month with what the new restrictions will be. Basically, you know, we continue to be told that disinfection will be a requirement and included in that, but I actually haven't seen the paper document yet. Once it is sent out, we will have a public review period, and then the EPA will have to respond to those publicly in writing, and so we probably won't have the actual permit until December or January with a five-year compliance then. Lastly, in the report here, the garbage truck issues, that has been an electrical ghost that we had inside the truck. And if you see in the pictures, you can see the wire bundle that's about this big. And of course, the wiring diagram is only numbers, and the truck is old enough that most of the numbers are worn off. And so you have to go through each one by one, which, you know, is a long time, and it requires two guys because one guy's got to be inside moving controls while one guy's trying to test things. And so it's a time-consuming process, and new garbage truck should be here next summer, so that will be definitely helpful. And I think that's about it. Plenty more going on in Public Works, and I will have another just as detailed report for the next assembly meeting. Any questions?
I do. Do you have the engineering for that, the baler transfer station?
No, we still need to get with R&M Engineering. We did get the grant for the loading dock. That was kind of just announced. We're still getting, you know, the official documents and rollout of how that will actually go. And then our next biggest step is to, you know, finalize the design with R&M in hopes that we could start to construct that either this winter or next spring. And
okay.
Get that fixed.
Sooner rather than later.
We are going to have to do a fairly significant rework of the driveway going up to the facility, but it's all city-owned property that will be impacted. And we've also been working with Vertical Bridge, the company that's putting in the cell phone tower up there. With this new rework plan, we're kind of asking them to change plans of their initial driveway because they'll have better access with this current plan. So there's no need for them to basically take up additional property to access the location
that
we need to get to.
Able to that, so we can't leave.
Okay, and you have a pretty good idea. I sort of have a vision of how it would all work, but you've got it pretty well nailed down on how it would really work well.
Yes, you know, the biggest challenge is going to be moving the electric pole that's there, but we've already begun that conversation with Municipal Light and Power and think that we have enough room and it's city-owned land that we're going to be able to move that over, and they're going to need a new meter base and everything for the cell phone tower and stuff anyway, so basically trying to tackle as many things in one go as we can.
Then the other idea I had was putting out a PSA on to the community on the dangers of putting grease down the drain or the waterways and the commodes. Anything other than toilet paper causes a lot of problems. And you're constantly rebuilding these pumps, the lift pumps, the grinder pumps, and it takes a couple of days to get it all unclogged, and you have to bring in a vac truck to get the grease out. So it's a big hassle.
Yes, it absolutely is. We do once a year, basically, but we should be doing it more regularly and I guess perhaps more aggressively to get the message out. And the other thing that would probably go a long ways with that is we don't, you know, we don't have a health inspector. We don't have somebody who goes and inspects restaurants who makes sure that grease traps and things like that are working, and you know, that could have a big impact.
Yeah. Mayor, do you have any comments?
No, thank you, like Mayor Johnson.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Just a couple more things, if I could. I just wanted to highlight from the public library, from Margaret, the summer reading program. They had 91 kids finish this year of the program. And then they did have a presentation, and they brought somebody in, Noah's people. He came and did a presentation on mushrooms, edible mushrooms, and ended up having, I think they were expecting around 20 to 30 people, and I think they're over 50 people. So they attended the event on Friday, and 54 in the walk on Saturday. So big shout out to Margaret for going through that and doing that. And then the library also received a grant through WCA for $9,978 to some of the digital and computer stuff that they need. So a big thank you to WCA for that. So that was all I had.
Thank you. And the library is also offering a free program on estate planning tomorrow night, Wednesday night. So, all right. Any other questions for the manager? All right. Borough clerk's file.
I don't have a lot, but I got back today from my parliamentary training in Albuquerque. It was very enlightening. There's a lot of the stuff I know or I've touched on, but it was really nice to be able to dig into the work sessions that they had for like specific topics. Let's see, I had like amendments, secondary amendments. I mean, those are things we do all the time, but there's just details about it that was really interesting. So, and then also, of course, the primary motions, and these are all things that I love to go to when I go to my other conferences, and so it was really just very enlightening to be able to go to, you know, to pinpoint and go to specific things so that everybody in the room was, you know, almost on the same level. So it was really interesting, and I loved it. It was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me go.
Yes.
Also, for the elections, we received our ballots, and I tested them today, and we're good to go. So let's see. So the sample ballot is available. I have it out here in the lobby. I also have it on our website, and it looks like there's no seats that will be left unfilled, so that's a good thing. So absentee voting will start in my office on the 19th, and it will go all the way till October 3rd at 4 p.m. I have several people that have requested mail ballots, so I really like that when people aren't going to be here, you know, that they reach out and want to vote an absentee ballot. So I have a lot. I have a lot more than I've ever had for the 10 years I've been doing this. So
good.
It's really good. Let's see. So write-ins, if anybody listening wants to do a write-in on the ballot, bless you. They have until September 30th at 4 p.m. So, and also for the canvas board, there's a resolution that the assembly passed under the consent agenda for that. Also, the AML upcoming conference, the annual conference that they have, usually I kind of touched on that earlier. They have it in November this year. They're changing it to December, essentially where it's been held. The Captain Cook, we've outgrown it with all of the different organizations, including AML. It's just not big enough. And so they're going to be holding it at the Denina Center. And the Marriott is where the host hotel will be. And I did reserve 3 rooms in anticipation of either newly elected or the mayor or just the assembly going to AML. So, and I can move that around. I just wanted to get them reserved. That's all I have. Yes, that's all I have.
Right. Thank you. Yes, Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I don't know if this follows under the borough's report, but in our packet right above that is the, I would say it's the proposition pamphlet that's going to be mailed to the voters. And I was just wondering, are we to comment on this or edit on it? Or
so we should probably back up. That was supposed to be discussed under the manager's report.
Okay.
And so I know that the manager, as well as the GeoBond committee and Mason, our finance director, worked to get that language firmed up. And so I put it in a format. However, when I sent it out to the assembly, I blind copied all of you and said if you had any amendments, edits, whatnot, to bring them to this meeting so they could be discussed. So.
All right, so we'll back up to the manager's report.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's copies of it right here. It's not finalized, so okay. That's why I didn't.
Yeah, my question is mainly in the process. I do have some suggested, quite minor editing on some words to take some of the technical financial words out of it and simplify it, I think, which would make it more clear to the public.
So I don't think the finance director is not on the line, but I can take those edits, and I believe he wanted to have a committee meeting tomorrow.
The committee's meeting Thursday.
Oh, Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, because it is important that we, and I can work with him based on the assembly's edits, because I need to get that out. I need to get those absentee ballots sent in. So
okay. We leave them with you then?
I'm sorry?
We'll leave suggested edits with you.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do that.
Oh, did we want to discuss them?
Go ahead and discuss them.
Well, I kind of hate to go, you know, by a lengthy edit on this in a group setting, but to change out words, for instance, under leveraged, in the first paragraph, that's the kind of things I don't even know a better word, but I don't know what that means. I think it means I don't consider myself under leveraged if I don't have debt. So I think what it's saying is we're free of debt right now, and under leverage is odd. It's just edits like that. The word decayed, I would use the word deteriorated on the very last paragraph from the first page. You know, it's quite minor, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then probably one to me, it's kind of a question, but on the second page, the last paragraph, the first paragraph, the last sentence, it says to take advantage of economic scale and perform marginally more maintenance. I don't understand the word marginally. I would, unless it's important, I would not have that in there.
Is that for Proposition 2?
No, it's...
I'm sorry, it's 1.
One.
Page, at least on my copy.
Right above page. The $3.5 million general obligation.
And then probably the most important one in a way, you know, we're starting talking about retired debt. Maybe that's something people think about, but I don't retire my debt. I pay it off. And probably, let's see, third page where there's a list of bond cost and interest and total and a table. Right under that, two sentences from that, it says only 24% of the debt service will be absorbed by the mill rate. I think it'd be good to also show the dollar figure, that what that 24% represents, which is quick math, about $150,000, just to be a little more clear. And I guess just, this is quite petty, but on the very last one in the bullets, it says the assembly will hold public forums. This is really a minor word edit, but I would prefer to see the word borough.
Sure.
Because I think it would be the manager and the assembly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, that's kind of it, but I could leave my little chicken scratch
sure.
with you.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
And Madam Mayor,
yes.
I already sent you,
you did.
The comments that I see it didn't get changed.
Still in draft.
The one for the capitalization?
No, the one for going elementary school, the middle school, the high school, comma. That's just purely
where
grammatical. It's in the first paragraph.
The old Oxford comma?
Yeah, the old Oxford comma. You got it.
I love the Oxford comma.
Yeah.
Middle school, comma, the high school, comma, the elementary school.
No, the elementary school should be first. Then the middle school, then the high school. It should
so
be a comma.
Like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can change that.
Okay.
No problem.
And then I was questioning the under leverage too, because
that's a
term that's not familiar to a lot of people.
Commonly used.
I do want to point out, though, I can't.
I know you can't change it in the order in
just
the,
in the actual question.
Yeah, in the actual
question.
Correct.
Yeah.
I know that.
But yes, I will definitely change that.
Okay. I just left Oxford.
All right. Any other comments?
I appreciate it. We'll go ahead and get these.
And the bond committee, as I said, will meet Thursday. All right. Number 9, mayor and assembly business. Assemblymember Morrison.
I have two things. I had the opportunity this weekend to talk to meet with Senator Murkowski a couple of times. And one of the things that we talked about at length was the Alaska Marine Highway system. And she said now is the time for not only us as a borough to really start hammering the administration on this, which means letters, emails, whatever we have to do, but also individuals in the community need to start really putting the pressure on our current administration, the governor's office, and let him know what a disaster it's been for us. And she also suggested that we point out that it impacts the Forest Service with change of station. It impacts the Coast Guard greatly with their rotations, as with the military up north, because I think if any of us who've read or ridden the Marine Highway system over the years know that there are always military families on the ferry changing station.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Coast Guard, according to Senator Murkowski, is having difficulty getting people to agree to change stations, because you know if you've got a young man who's 30 years old and he's got a family and kids, and they're coming to Alaska, he's going to want to bring his toys. Well, he can't bring his toys if he can't, you know. So anyhow, that's something she really was adamant about. She said it's the time now, because the money's there. They just have to use it the right way. The other thing is, Patty Carroll and I think Tom was there for a while, met with our lobbyist.
Yes.
And
our federal lobbyist.
Federal lobbyist. And he suggested that we get a letter. I don't know if we would write it or if the delegation staff would write it about the transboundary waters and send it to their counterparts in Canada. And I know that Christy Jamieson is very interested in having a, you know, some input on that too. So just something to think about.
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
And if just I recall, we probably sent two letters now, at least on my term, and that'd be
but
good.
But that's been from us. That hasn't been from the delegation.
Right, but it'd be good to get the, you know, kind of review those.
Oh, I absolutely, I agree. Yes.
Things that right, we got a really snotty letter back too from one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, it continues on.
And when I talked with Senator Murkowski, she mentioned that other states were having the same kind of concerns with mine tailings that we have. Montana, Wyoming, mm-hmm. Idaho.
Minnesota.
So we have company and we may make better strides on the issue. And then several of us attended the Sharing Our Knowledge Conference.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Learned a lot. So, any other reports?
Madam Vice Mayor, on a little bit lighter note, I just want to report on the Blueberry Management Project that the borough received funding on through, it's kind of under the Food Security Program with the Secretary of Agriculture. And we've been working with the Forest Service to implement that. And I finally got some good maps prepared with the Forest Service, and I've been posting them around town and going to talk with folks about them. But there is one out in the front lobby, right, Kim?
I don't know. Did you drop it off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually didn't see if it was up or not yet, but do have them around town, and it's just of interest to let people know where that is. And you know, basically the next steps is the Forest Service to implement that project. But the idea is to maintain and improve blueberry plants out, especially in the second growth, especially in areas that are easily accessible to people.
Mm-hmm.
And also include some slash treatment and stuff like that in those areas so people can get into those areas.
So. Good. Thank you. Cool. Mayor, do you have any reports? All right, thank you. Item 10, mayor and assembly appointments, there are none. So we get to public hearing. Item A, resolution number 09-22-1716 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fee and rate schedule for the Wrangell Water Department by adding the vacation rate for non-metered residential customers. I'll open the public hearing and ask for an administrative report.
The main reason for this is it's currently tied to the wastewater rate as well. So especially for the non-metered residential customers, there's no way we can regulate it by not having a vacation rate. So we'll just make a change and clarify
the rate
schedule.
Housekeeping. Thank you. Any public testimony on this item? All right, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 09-22-1716.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Dalrymple. Any discussion? The only thing I thought about, it would be nice to have people, when they go on vacation, to have them certify that they'll leave the water off when they leave and not leave it running, because that seems to be, during the winter, one of our big problems. But there would be no enforcement of that. Yeah, so. All right, any discussion at all? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Mayor Prusanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, unfinished business. This is where we drop back to item 6A. It's on page 4, Assembly. Ordinance number 1032 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 3.05.020, Order of Business, and 3.05.050, Teleconferencing of the Wrangell Municipal Code. Page 4.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1032 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on September 27, 2022.
Second.
Okay, motion by Howe, second by Morrison. Administrative report manager. Or we can have the clerk do that.
Yeah, Kim can do that, be great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So the reason why this is being brought forward and I asked for it to be put down in unfinished business is because this was talked about at the last meeting. So, mm-hmm. And I thought the assembly might want to discuss it. This actually causes that all resolutions of a monetary value of $25,000 or more be placed under new business when created on the agenda, so never put under the consent agenda. And then also removing the wording that ordinances in their first reading be added to the consent agenda instead. Those will also be put under new business in their first reading. And of course, in the second reading, it'll be a public hearing, so they'll never go under the consent agenda. This also would allow for work sessions and special assembly meetings that if to be somewhat hybrid, so that they could be held either by teleconference or in person. So I did check with our attorney, and he said that that's allowed under the Open Meetings Act law of Alaska, so we're okay there. This just, when we're gonna have a special meeting, or a work session, of course, no business is being conducted. A special meeting, there is business being conducted. However, it's a special meeting. It's not a full regular assembly meeting, which is, so it's out of the ordinary. So I just wanted to give a little bit of flexibility for the assembly to be able to, if they wanted to have this, if members wanted to call in by teleconference or if we wanted to have it exclusively by teleconference, we could. And of course, when advertising, I would advertise that.
Correct.
Okay.
We have a motion discussion. Assembly Member Dalrymple.
The process question. Would we bring this for discussion and then propose amendments?
You can do that now.
Yeah, you can make an amendment anytime.
I would like to make an amendment to add, and this is on page 6 and 7, but it would go in page 7. We're under the title of exceptions shall be made for the following. And they do an A and a B. I would add a C, which would be an exception for resolutions considering property transactions, to add to that exception
so list. Property transactions?
Hmm. Yeah, okay. If that's okay. The right terminology for...
I think so, because that includes lease, sale, transfer.
Trade.
Wouldn't the monetary value cover that, since it's...
Over 25,000.
It would, because, for instance, like the one that the assembly is looking at tonight, it's of a monetary value. But I can, I can still add something to that effect. But however, we would not do any kind of a property transaction if it wasn't going to be a monetary amount.
You're talking about trade.
Well,
I can't imagine a property transaction that was less than $25,000 in Ringgold today.
Well, but even if we had a resolution, if we were doing a trade, we would still put the amount in there, the value. So you would have to. It would have to be valued.
To me, it's just the fact that we're, you know, it's public property that we're talking about, either to.
Did we have a second on your amendment? I don't think we did.
No. I'll second.
All right, thank you. Sorry. Keep us legal here. Okay, continue, please.
You know, the whole purpose of this, I think, is that these things don't kind of get slid past the public and us, you know. And they tend to do that when there's some of these, you know, they get into these packages. And I just think that any time that there's action on either owning or obtaining or selling or leasing property, that the public deserves to know about it, even if it's minor. And that's why, you know, to me, the value wouldn't be necessarily that.
You know, we can put something in there, definitely. I just want to point out that under our code currently for leasing and purchasing, for leasing, it has to go to a public hearing. It has to be advertised for 30 days. And then same with the purchasing. And then it has to be advertised for 30 days for anybody to appeal. And it just like the Wimberleys had to go through. Definitely that does not ever go in under the consent agenda ever. So that is like leasing, purchasing property is probably more advertised than any other part, any other business that the assembly does.
I'd still like to have the
okay. And can you leave it? Would you leave it to my discretion?
Absolutely.
To ask?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't hurt. It absolutely doesn't
right.
hurt.
All right. So let's have a vote on the amendment. Everyone understand the amendment?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Let's see. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
No.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And now a vote on the motion as amended.
Move this ordinance as amended to the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Item B under unfinished business. Resolution number 09-22-1715. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public tide lands, Lot 6, Block 84B, Tide Lands Subdivision, ATS 83, parcel number 02-013-107, to Ben Curtis and Shirley Wimberly for the appraised value of $52,000.
Move to approve resolution number 09-22-1715.
Dalrymple.
Okay. Motion by Morrison, second by Dalrymple. Administrative report, please.
Yes, I believe these two have to be planning and zoning. They approve to do planning and zoning before they can move forward, and I believe their recommendation was for approval, I believe.
Okay. Thank you. And we have Roland Wimberly, if any assembly member has any questions or comments. Okay, seeing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Excuse me, sorry. Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
New business, item 13A, approval of professional services agreement with Germain, Dunnigan, and Owens for municipal legal services.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with Germain, Dunnigan, and Owens for municipal legal services.
Second.
Okay, motion by Howe, second by Morrison. Administrative report, please.
If the staff finalizes the 3-year term contract, it's 1 year with 3 option years for a JDO for legal services, and they were the preferred legal firm that won.
Any questions or comments, discussion? All right, poll vote please.
Yes, assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanta?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And item 13B, this is on page 100. Approval of the amendment number 2 to the professional services agreement with Shannon and Wilson for the reservoir bypass project in the amount of $44,611.
Move to approve amendment number 2 to the professional services agreement with Shannon and Wilson for the reservoir bypass project in the amount of $44,611.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Dalrymple. Administrative report, please.
Yes, this changes our agreement with Janet Wilson. As we were working through the water treatment plant design, we were also simultaneously working with Dow Engineering. We were also working through our reservoir bypass project with Janet Wilson. And the working changes based on trying to coordinate the two projects together and then how the piping would be run from the upper reservoir down to the lower reservoir into the water treatment plant. And this accounts for that change in design for that project.
Thank you. Any question? Mayor, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I'll be here.
Okay. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, poll vote please.
Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanta?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And item 14, attorney's file, is available in the clerk's office for you to look at. And we will, there's no executive session, so we are adjourning at 6:56.